It is the Riot Podcast. Happy Monday, friends.
Hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend.
In the podcast today, we talk about... Oh, where did it go?
Stuff, and more stuff.
Well, yeah, we actually do talk about my stuff.
Yes, we do.
And how I found stuff, and I need the stuff.
He moved his stuff from one location to another location, and now he has extra stuff that
so much.
You happen to find when you move your stuff.
So I am right now, well, not right now, but, you know, over the course of the next week or two, I got to do some sorting, some throwing away, and some, you
donating, know, garage sailing.
Something.
Trashing.
A lot of trashing,
all that,
probably.
Mostly that.
Really, probably more trashing than anything else.
So that's in this podcast.
Yeah. Let's see. Suing Coca-Cola. Something that lands a plane. It feels fake, but the story looks real. Planet of the Apes, burgers and cleansing, Rubik's Cube. It should keep you busy for a while.
You got a nice assortment.
Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Was there anything else that you wanted to...
Make sure you join us at Radio U Riot, where you can say hey to Hudson, who got a lovely haircut.
No, he got a big haircut,
guys.
I know.
I forgot your hair was so much longer.
Hudson, why'd you get a haircut?
Am I on?
You're on. You can come closer.
Well, okay. It was a lot of work, and I'm always a fan of getting out of work, so... That was probably the primary reason.
Oh, so you don't want to take care of longer hair
anymore?
Yeah,
so like, even though getting a haircut is work, it's like 15 minutes of work and then you're done. Instead of having to continually take care of my hair.
And blowing it out and stuff every day.
Okay, so like, as a guy, since you had longer hair, would you get tangles and stuff too? Because like,
yes.
I get tangles all the time.
Yeah, it was a problem. And it's like, I don't want to have to brush my hair and whatever. So leave-in conditioner, I can't handle all that. So.
Okay, doesn't want to brush his hair anymore. Well, now you don't have to. Your hair's super short.
Yep.
What, Nikki, do you feel like you lost a buddy here? You guys were...
Well, I always used to laugh because if it wasn't my hair somewhere, I would see Hudson's hair somewhere, like a strand of hair. So it was like, is it me? Or if it was brown, I was like, oh, that's Hudson's hair. So
well, that's fascinating.
So
I never
thought there's a hair buddy, but I don't have that anymore.
Well, you guys enjoy the podcast. Anything else you want?
No, have a wonderful day.
You know what? Two other things we should add is that the Christmas in July channel is live now. You can listen to more Riot, more Christmas stuff, Roku and...
The app.
And?
RadioU.com.
And then also new video on
Radio
YouTube.
Radio U Riot for our YouTube channel, Obadiah Plays.
Yeah, you can watch me in my jammies dancing around. Doesn't
playing
that
virtual
sound,
reality.
Doesn't
it's
that
not
sound
just that.
Alluring? Aren't you interested?
Click here.
So, in virtual reality. What?
Nothing. It's just you've used words.
A lot of people are really excited about it now. They're clicking now.
Yeah, you should put more
clickbait on it. They won't even hear the rest of this podcast. That's how excited they are. It's the Riot.
The worst of the Riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
So I don't know what you guys do with your weekend, but I can tell you what my friend Austin does. He goes to Cube Championships, not to watch, to participate.
So what's a Cube Championship?
Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
Like he solves.
He does?
Right.
How often are those?
I don't know how often he goes. I know he went 2 weeks ago, and I know that over the weekend, he didn't go to this one, but the World Cube Association Championships happened in Paris.
Well, that would be the nice one to go to.
If you've never had an opportunity to watch, it's crazy. So you got a guy or a girl sitting at a table, and in front of them is a pad. And so they pick up the cube, start solving, drop the cube, and when they drop it on the pad, that's how it like records the time. But like the classic Rubik's Cube is a 3x3 cube. And over the weekend, the winner solved that cube in 5.877 seconds.
Whenever you hear the Rubik's Cube numbers, like you can't even think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't even want to think I could pick it up that fast.
Oh, I've got
Let alone solve the thing.
I've got this wrong. Like that was the one guy's best solve, but the guy who ended up winning got it in 5.477.
Faster.
So they are literally in thousandths of a second that they are timing these things out. And in the current world record for a 3x3x3 cube, which is a classic Rubik's Cube, goes to a guy named Zemdegs. He solved it in 4.73 seconds.
So can you get any lower than that? I don't think you can.
I don't even know how that's possible. How do you even do that?
Who knows?
How do you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, as a radio professional, I know how long it takes to do things. I can tell you how long I need to go to the kitchen and get some water and come back. I know how long it takes to go to the bathroom and come back.
Now, there's like, no championship for that, but that's an impressive feat.
But I'm saying that in understanding all those little increments of time and how they work.
How is that even possible at 4 seconds?
I can't squeeze Rubik's Cube into that amount of time.
I don't know.
My brain still can't wrap around that. And then to hear all kinds of videos of it on Twitch, still not getting it.
At 4 seconds, like if a song, you know, when a song starts before the person starts singing,
yeah.
At 4 seconds, that's considered like a throwaway intro because you can't do anything.
You could solve a Rubik's Cube, Nikki.
But apparently you can solve a Rubik's Cube during that time, and that's it.
Wow. So I don't know what how they did it there at the World Championships, but as I understand it, you get 5 solves and then you get an average of the middle 3. So it's like you get a warm up and a cool down, or maybe you can choose which 3 get averaged. I'm not sure, but they'll take that average and that's your score.
That's impressive.
That's crazy.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
It is the Riot on Radio.
Oh, Radio U. It is the picture of health.
I feel great.
You sound good, too.
I feel great. It's fine. Whatever. So, hey, you know what? I totally wasn't going to talk about this, but the food thing continues.
Well, let's call it you're doing a cleanse, but it's not like a juice cleanse. It's take away everything, and then you slowly layer things back in to see if something's bothering you.
So it's not the whole 30? I had a lot of people that hit me up on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, thinking that's the one
they were doing? They were like, hey, you're doing the whole 30. I'm not doing the whole 30. If you really want to know, it's a book called The Metabolism Plan. And the concept is certain foods work for your body, certain foods don't. And you keep eating.
And eating.
Like, you eat certain things, see how your body reacts. Yeah. And then it's like, hey, this is not working. Hey, this is working. I had someone that hit me up over the weekend and they said, yes, I did that. And I heard you talking about it, and one of the things I discovered was that pork makes me angry.
Isn't that fascinating?
And it sounds hilarious, except, Nikki, here's what I'm starting to maybe discover. I'm working on it.
You're still in the beginning stages of testing.
I'm going to have to test it again, but like, I think hamburger might make me angry.
You've had 2 times?
Okay, does anybody remember, I believe it was last Thursday, when I came in here and threw Nikki out the window?
He had a fit all morning. He was just all out of sorts.
I was in a rage. Well, I had hamburger on Wednesday night. I hadn't given that any thought until Jason messaged me over the weekend, and I was like, I wonder. So last night I had hamburgers again. And you're like, man, what are you eating all those hamburgers? Look, grilling hamburgers. You
don't get it's summer.
You don't get a bun, but you get a hamburger.
You might as well eat that.
And I was dipping it in this spectacular, what is the spicy sauce that you make with?
Spicy ketchup?
Apricot?
Apricots?
It's weird. It's really spicy, but it's really good. And so then last night, couldn't sleep. So agitated, like irritated, not angry, but just like nervous, kept waking up. I mean, I was just flipping over and over and all this stuff. And then it occurred to me in the middle of the night, I was like, wait.
We had hamburger.
Jason gets mad at pork. What if I get mad at burgers? And by the way, it sounds like I need to check in somewhere where you're like, just offhand telling, if we're like, yeah, hamburgers just make me
mad. I don't know if that happens to anybody else.
Have a hamburger and I just get irritated.
And then the question is, how many times till you accept it?
Well,
so like you're at 2 times.
The lady who wrote this book says 3 times.
3 times,
like,
and then you
to
know.
Give something a chance 3 times. So, like, for example, last week I tested running and it didn't look good, but yesterday I ran, and last week I ran intervals. That didn't go very well.
Didn't you also test running the same day you had hamburgers?
It was the day after hamburgers.
Oh, okay. You could have still been raging.
I could have, but actually, it felt good to run after. I was so mad at those burgers, I guess.
You had misplacement, though. You didn't know you were mad at the burgers then.
I didn't know. It's all real. Like, I know it all sounds really weird. Like, reading the book, it makes sense to me. And it could be some weird pseudoscience mumbo jumbo, but I don't know.
When you first started talking about in the beginning with the cleanse that you're doing, this one seems more like there is no bad negative to it because you're reintroducing everything still back in.
Yeah, the food's coming
unless
back.
Unless something bothers you. So it's the best way. It's not like this is a year-long cleanse that you can't really live with.
The only thing I will say about it, like for real, is that I still can't believe how awake I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm awake all day. And and you're like, well, if you were awake all day before, yeah, but it was different.
Well, you were raging more.
Yeah.
You had more hamburgers.
This is just like, I don't know. I'm just not sleepy all the time and like I can do stuff. The only problem is you have more energy, so you got more energy for whatever you're doing. So
you
like when you're mad, you're more mad.
Because if you don't get the energy out, then your body's just, it's full of it.
I don't know. I'm working it out.
Imagine a world where the Riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
It is the Riot on Radio U. Your question of the morning at the end of the original Planet of the Apes. Charlton Heston rolls up on the beach. And what does he see?
You've got Lori. She was first. A lot of people knew this answer. I was quite proud. But Lori was smart enough to get in first with the correct answer. How are you doing, Lori?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. What's your answer?
The Statue of Liberty.
There it is.
You are correct.
You have a wonderful morning, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Her phone is beyond good.
Wow.
When I was getting her information, I was like, geez, her phone is a very clear connection.
So, Nikki, have you seen Planet of the Apes?
I don't think so.
The original, like, 1961?
The only reason I think I know that, besides if we've asked it before, is isn't there, what's the one movie with the vacuuming?
Spaceballs.
That. I've seen that.
Yes.
And that's what my point of reference is for it.
Right. Well, Spaceballs has a similar ending.
But
right.
I've never seen any of the Planet of the Apes
movies. You're right. No, I went back when the last Apes movie came out, whatever, War for the Planet of the Apes just came out. I can't keep them straight.
The names?
So the middle one. I went and saw, or I didn't go and see, Planet of the Apes was on Netflix. And so I sat down and watched it. I'd never seen it before. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Though I will say that you have to get past some of it is very hokey. But it's a movie from the 60s. So
back then it was like innovative.
Well, they said, I ended up reading a little bit about it, and they said one of the major concerns they had with the original movie was that no one would take it seriously. But they won, I think they won an Academy Award for their makeup effects. But again, that was then, and that was really something. Today, of course, looks very dated, but dude, when I watched the sequel to Planet of the Apes.
Well, I'm sorry, was
that
original, like...
The original sequel? So like 1968, whatever. That is one of the craziest, most whacked out, what the heck am I watching movies I have ever seen. It was like somebody somewhere was just like, I want you to think of the weirdest thing ever.
And put it in this movie.
They find a nuclear weapon. These apes worship this nuke. It is the craziest thing. After a while, you're just like, I think I'm on drugs right now. I haven't taken anything, but this movie, I think I must be drugged right now. I'm losing my mind.
If not, the writers were, and that's what you got.
It was crazy. So, War for Planet of the Apes, that's the new whatever. Like, it beat out, I cannot believe it beat Spider-Man over the weekend.
But Spider-Man, I mean, so what, War of the Apes made 50-something million?
56 million.
56 million. Spider-Man made 47?
I've got 45 here.
45,
but, you know, close
enough. I mean, that's not worth arguing over.
Are you arguing?
No, I just mean, like, I was just guessing.
Yeah.
But I know that, like, that's not too much of a, that
it's
wasn't
not
too much of a loss for Spider-Man.
I just thought Spider-Man would rule for a while. But you're right, Spider-Man's doing fine domestically. This is not international, just in the United States. Spider-Man is now sitting at about 208 million, and I still haven't seen it.
People seem to really like it.
I gotta get there this week. I've got, you know what, as soon as the show's over today,
you gotta buy your tickets.
I gotta get over there today. I gotta
no
watch
excuses.
This thing.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the Riot moment to fireobadiah@radiou.com.
You know, the world is full of mean people, right? But there's some nice people, too. there are some people out there that just for, you know, just for kicks, just for the good times, they actually want to help and share and do things. Like this guy in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He has, out in front of his house, he has built a little Avengers Tower. So it's just a, like, you know, in the movies, Avengers Tower, like what it looks like in the movie. You don't know what it looks like, but okay, it's a thing.
I have not gotten to that yet, but I'll just Google search it right now.
Right.
So you built one for like his son or kid or something?
No. It's worse slash better than that. It's about 3 feet tall. It sits in front of his house, and you can go up to it and open it. And there are three levels in it, and it's full of comic book graphic novels. And it is a free lending library to the people in his neighborhood or whatever.
Sure, the comic book stuff.
You come by, get some comics, read them, bring them back. You don't have to sign them out. You don't have to anything.
We have those in our parks.
What?
Like if you go to the park down the road, they have a free book one.
Really?
So they're just stands, and you can borrow a book. Most of them are kids' books, but there's some grown-up ones. And one time I borrowed one, and it had gum in the back of it, so like I just threw it away.
Because those are the bad people.
Yeah, everybody has to ruin everything, don't? Or they have like the food pantry version, where it'll just be a couple of cabinets, and then you can take something or put things in if you have extras.
That's what he says. He's been surprised by how many people have actually put comic books for other people to read. Because
great
he put
idea.
So many in, but a lot of people have actually brought more over than they have taken away. I'm amazed by it. Because in my mind, the Avengers Tower is about 2 minutes from being stolen completely.
Does the Avengers Tower have like a security system around it?
Nope.
I actually think most that I've read about have had trouble with like local government for mostly the food pantry ones.
Sure.
Like where is it at on the property? Who's doing what? Who's putting things in there? But for the book ones, people seem to like those.
I'm amazed by it. I've never seen anything like it. I'm going to the wrong parks, apparently. Oh, you know what, though? I did, in a move that surprised even me, there have been a few books that I want to read, and I'm trying to be smart these days, Nikki, so instead of just buying digitally the book I wanted...
willy-nilly, just buying it.
I tried to get it digitally from the library, and I was on a long waiting list, and shock and awe, they had a physical copy at the library, so I just went and got it.
You went in and got it?
So I am right now... Well, not right now, but I am in the middle of reading a physical... book.
It's been a while.
A novel in a book form. It's very inconvenient.
To carry the thing around?
Well, you've always got to be near a light source.
Sure.
My Kindle, it's dark, who cares?
You can use your Kindle to light the book if you're reading in the dark.
See, actually, that's not a bad idea. So
that'd be an awesome picture if you took one.
It really would.
Like you're going old school.
Still reading with my Kindle. But yeah, I'm just amazed. There are, if you thought there was no one nice in the world, here's a guy in Grand Rapids that wants to share the comic book love.
Now, he probably is going to wish that no one brought up this and talked about it, because the more people
just crazy.
That talked about it, the more people now will make it a part of their daily activity to try to ruin said comic book station.
Well, if his is ruined, I know like the library I go to, man, they got comics for days. There's so many. It's amazing.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Over the weekend, I moved, and I don't mean into a new building, but I moved into a new space. I moved from where I was to where I wasn't, and I was in a loft. I'm now in a basement. So some people would consider that an upgrade. Some people not so much. I mean...
You're happier now.
I'm very happy with
it. Your space in the loft had its ups and downs, and now your space in the basement seems to have nothing but ups.
I love it so
much. Except for being down.
Right. Which, you know...
It's fine.
It is what it is. Okay. So... The one thing that was amazing was I went ahead, I moved my desk and I moved my computer and stuff. And I mean, that's all you really need. But what was left over was so much stuff.
Are we going to use the stuff word?
Stuff. Just stuff. You're like, what is this? It's stuff. Like what kind of stuff? Stuff, you know, just stuff.
Things that you stuff like in a closet or in boxes. And then
so much
when
of
you
it.
Move your items, you were like, whoa, wait a minute. When did I have all this stuff? But you forgot you stuffed it away a while ago.
What is all this stuff?
So are you going to keep your stuff or what are you doing with it?
Well, I have I know what you're going to say, but I have a tub. It's not a huge tub. It's like this little tub where I have kept like
your small stuff,
desk stuff. knickknacks from across the years, and most of those are going in there. Not all of them. A couple of them are going to make the transition, but I've already decided I'm not putting anywhere near as much stuff
out
on my desk, like whatever. Like, not going to do that.
Not going to live that way.
Not going to be like that. But then I've...
Then why put it in a thing where no one can see it?
Because I think from time to time I will rotate them out. But then I got a bunch of stuff that needs just thrown away. And then some stuff that I am already in talks with a couple of roommates and some other people to build a yard sale.
Just to give it out.
Yeah. And I mean,
sell it. Yes.
Yeah. And sell it. But I mean, like, you know, I'm not going to make like a ton of money or anything, but it was just like, well, I could throw this away or I could get 50 cents for it. You know, you get 50 cents.
You get enough of that.
30, 40, 50
you got
times.
Lunch, then you're fine.
You know, whatever. Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of games coming out this fall. Plus, there's more stuff to buy.
But you liked the fact that you moved downstairs to the basement?
Oh, dude, it's amazing down there. It's colder.
You should move then to your next house, to one of those houses where I see them sometimes, like, most of the house is underground. And then you see, like, one small wall. And then it's got, like, grass on the roof.
That's what I'm looking for.
That way you're just all totally underneath
just
there.
Just bury me down there. I'm good. So, yeah, no, I really like it. Great idea. It's just created. I've gotten everything set up down there, but now there is a mess where I was.
Clean, yeah.
That definitely has to be taken care of. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that your life, like mine, is probably full of crap. But
just don't move anything. When you move it, that's when you notice it.
Man, then you start seeing it.
It all starts breaking apart.
There's so much of it, Nikki. Just stuff.
Why don't you just find out when your area is doing a garage sale and you just jump off of that?
That's what I'm doing. It's Labor Day weekend.
There you go.
I mean, what a great way to spend your 3-day weekend.
Well, laboring.
Standing outside hot with strangers trying to peddle your crap.
For 50 cents.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
I'm not even sure this is real. I have gone to 3 separate news sources trying to confirm that this actually happened over the weekend. But it appears that it's either real or it's real fake.
Sure. So either way, you might be amused.
All right. So there is a flight that landed at Raleigh-Durham International Airport Sunday afternoon, and the plane had to be evacuated. It had to be evacuated because, and I quote, someone passed gas
on the plane.
People became sick. They say they were gagging. They couldn't breathe. And that
it must have been terrible.
Yeah. We don't know. Okay, that's the other thing, is like, we don't know where the flight was from or where it was headed, and American Airlines has not officially commented yet.
But based on the story, it seemed like it had to come back.
Yeah. Like, they were headed somewhere and they had to land. And that was it. And this is coming from WNCN in Raleigh, North Carolina. So it is a local news story, and if you look at it, no, these are the other stories are real. So I'm just telling you, I have tried to vet this.
But it seems like this might be real.
I mean, I haven't called the airport yet, but it looks like it's real.
I'm curious, and if anybody works with an airline, so I'm curious, if something like that happens, you can't prove who did it.
Who farted.
Like, who farted in the plane.
Because, well, the old rule
is, really
the smeller's
to
the feller. You're familiar
well,
with that
smelt
one?
It, dealt it, right.
Smelt it, okay.
But I think
that's traditional wisdom.
In the plane setting, I can't imagine the... you know, the officials there being like, okay, well, now let's track down the person, because that costs money. People are mad that you're having to go back, and you think you know where the smell's coming from, but you can't tell for sure. So what do you do?
Bing, ladies and gentlemen, just
let's
a brief
be honest now.
We know that someone in rows 15 through 25.
We have it down to there, or they'll tell you like, okay, if we could all close our eyes and then for the person,
no one looking
peeking,
around, okay? Just as the flight attendant here, yes. Who the heck is responsible for the evil that was unleashed?
That made this plane turn around, and please raise
who
your
did
hand.
It?
Like, you're not going to be in trouble, but we just need to know.
We got a Jonah on this flight, and we're throwing him overboard.
And then maybe they would find out. But if not, I bet that person kept very quiet after that.
Well, see, that's the thing is, do you, I mean, honestly, that feels like, and I know this is a sensitive topic, but that feels like something you brag about. Like, dude, this one time.
Oh, like who did the high fives?
Yeah, like, dude, this one time.
I brought the plane back.
It was so bad, they had to land the plane, okay? Like, what is up? I've got a hole in my colon. Like, you know,
I would think they'd be so mortified and embarrassed, but depends
on
the age,
a little bit,
the
right?
age group and the person who did it.
I don't know. If you want to know the truth, here's the thing is I just imagine my dad just being like, yeah, that's what I imagined. Woo!
As you're landing,
running up and down down the aisles trying to get high fives out of people. That's the image I've got right
That's
now.
Not what's going to happen. Everybody probably kept really quiet
well,
after
hey,
that.
You've had experiences with this on planes
oh,
before.
Oh, yeah. I was going from Atlanta to Miami, and the lady, she was two rows up in front, and she was so old and frail. That I think that's why it was okay, but
she still had power in her.
What happened? And I always say the word. It was medical. Like what happened at that moment was
a medical event.
Was so bad, and the cabin just went quiet, but not like it, there was chatter and there was like murmuring and just like what
we're
happened.
All of a sudden,
everybody was looking at the seatmate next to them, like what happened
what
here? But
on?
It smelled so bad, but it wasn't like a fart. It was just so much more than that.
Well,
and we was you just wanted out, and you thought it would never end till you thought it would never clear. You're in a plane.
Well,
ooh.
Don't they have like air scrumpers or something for things like this?
I don't think so.
They had to land the plane, dude.
Well, that bad.
Land the plane.
Maybe the lady was back
what?
On this plane.
That's amazing. So when everybody gets off and it's just like, all right, who?
So next time you get mad because they treat you bad on the plane,
it could get worse.
Like you could do something about it.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Does anybody want to live a better, happier life? Okay, I got the three things you're supposed to do.
What did they say?
Well, here's the deal. There's a website called The One You Feed, and it's also, they put out a podcast. They say they went through 200 different, articles, websites, different people that are told them like, hey, these are the things you're supposed to do. And that there were three that every single one had in common. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
These are the three things they say everybody agrees will lead to a happier you.
Every day if you do.
But do you want to be happier?
At the cost of this.
Nikki, do you want to be happy?
It depends on what the three things are.
I don't feel like you want to be happy.
I don't think yelling is on the list.
Well, Nikki, I need you to convince me that you're ready to take the steps.
I am taking it seriously, sir.
All right. Well, you don't need to call me sir. Now it's like...
Now it's weird.
You're my dad is sir. You can call me. Okay. Here we go. First on the list would be prayer or meditation.
Mm-hmm.
They say daily prayer or meditation. Just, you got to do it. Got to. That's one. Are you going to pray today, Nikki?
And the tone is killing me.
Okay. Number two. No more zombie scrolling on your phone.
Oh, so take a break from that.
Stop the endless scroll. So if you are mindlessly scrolling through whatever it is, that has to stop. Are you ready to stop mindlessly scrolling, Nikki?
Let me hear the third one.
Or as they call it, zombie scrolling. And then the third, they say, playing the alphabet game?
Really? That's not it.
Playing the alphabet game?
Is this to promote something? What is that? You didn't look at them ahead of time?
Playing the alphabet game?
For what? Like memory? Or?
He says that if you deal with a lot of negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
so like you find yourself...
Your mind's running all the time.
Your mind's always going. It's always whatever. He says that you can play the alphabet game, and it's a way... It requires enough concentration that it is a way to shut down...
Your brain.
The way that your mind is currently going and to keep you focused. Nikki, you like the alphabet game. We played the alphabet game for hours last year. Do you remember?
We were in the car. Where were we going?
No, we were ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
We did
Nikki
movie
and I
version.
Played the movie version of the alphabet game, and we were way into it.
We had a lot of fun because we played movies, and then I thought we did one other version.
We did TV shows.
TV shows, that was it.
Yeah.
So basically, and, you know, movies, you pull up something that starts with A, and then the next person goes B, and then you go back and forth until you can't figure out another one, and a person has to stop.
Yeah, that was, we had so much fun doing that. So they say that's a great way to shut down negative thoughts. I will add, another way to potentially shut down negative thoughts is music. Like, if you can get some music,
yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know, there was a radio station that played music that reminded...
a lot of really good stuff. Maybe had a Christmas channel for Christmas in July available for you. Put your earbuds in.
Singing along. Find some music that you know or you can sing along. And if you can force yourself to sing along, I have found that that is also a good way. That if you're like, man, I just can't get my mind to shut up.
I assumed exercise would be on there somewhere, but
it's not on the list.
It's not on the list.
They said, I mean, I'm sure it probably helps, but these were the three things they felt like everybody agreed on. The need to shut down negative thoughts. And so he says this is a fantastic way to do that.
At first, when you said that, I thought, well, from outside people, you know, like the scrolling endlessly will eliminate some of seeing so many negative thoughts on your phone, on Facebook, or wherever you're at. But then you're right. Sometimes we are our worst enemies with it, and our brain is what needs shut down.
So this is a way for you to do that, to shut it down. Shut it down!
Worst of the riot, not enough. Not enough. Check the blog and all things Riot at riot.radiou.com.
Pigs can be undeniably cute, especially if you find yourself a mini pig.
Little, look at the cute little mini piggy.
Pig. Right now I'm looking at a mini pig who has a following on Instagram. About 200,000 people following.
Not too shabby.
Hey, that's great. The owners, Will and Ashley Glass, who say they're the proud parents, they bought Hank when he was 7 weeks old from a mini pig breeder, and he's just been their joy all these years that they've had him. Okay, so it's only been 8 months, but whatever, he's been great. So he went from a couple of followers, they say within a day, maybe two, he hit 500, and then all of a sudden they were at 200,000.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Well, you know what? He's cute, and his antics are kind of funny because I was watching some of them, and he's doing stuff that you would expect a puppy to do.
Yeah.
But it's a pig. And at first I was like, oh, that's cute. That's what, oh, the horror. When you hear him make the pig noises, I've just decided that I think pig noises are terrifying.
Even coming from a little piglet, it like, seems like screaming.
It's terrifying. Yes. The noises are so scary.
Yes, yes.
It's like there's some creature from beyond going through the house and you're.
Did something happen to the piggy?
No, he raised $4,000 for charity, and they're all like, he's the best.
Well, that's very nice of him.
I know, but he sounds like he's a creature from beyond.
Something happened, and you're like, he died, and they ate him.
Nah, it's just a human interest piece. Oh, look, they've got him in a baby's crib. That's not weird.
The noise coming from that. It's like
the sound of some demonic pigman baby.
Some sort of thing.
It's coming from the thing.
What does he look like? Can you send me
his
link?
Call the Vatican!
What's his name again?
His name is Hank.
Pigs just, I don't know.
I'm telling you right now.
They weird me out a little bit.
Pigs are creepy. They're like, they are creepy. Even this cute little mini pig.
He is adorable, I told though. You, my goodness. I told you, wow.
Okay, I want you to watch.
He's a mini pig.
You know what? Watch the video. When you hear the sound that
this
he makes,
pig makes.
Mm-hmm, that's right. When you hear him,
then I'll,
like, he's
I'll know.
He's so cute. There. Okay, can you hear him? Hear him?
A little bit.
Wait.
It just sounds like
I keep hammering on the play button. Sorry.
The little piggy. He sounds cute.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that demon wail coming from the pig?
The squeal as it calls its friends, its others.
Nope. No pigs here. Aww, no pigs here.
It's little nosy. Boy is tiny.
And he's like all snuggled up with it. I'm just like, dude, it's going to eat you. When you're like in your sleep, you're going to wake up missing a leg.
You won't be micro
like
anymore, a mini pig.
Well, yeah. And we've seen stories of that too, where people go buy a mini pig and find out they actually just got a pig.
Yes, and then it grows and it's just ginormous.
Oh,
aww,
dude.
Cute. They still weird me out a bit, but that's a cute pig. I would never own a pig.
Would you? Why not?
It's very odd to me.
Because it's full of evil?
I don't know. Just a little distrust. I'm not sure.
I'm telling you, man. There's something about it.
I don't know if I could love it if I didn't end up getting the micro, like, mini pig, and it did grow to just, huge proportions, and how do you take care of it? And that's, I don't know.
It's very sizist of you.
No, no, it's just because you weren't prepared for it. You weren't ready. You have like a 300-400-500-pound pig.
Sitting in your living room.
Just staring at you and making that noise.
And it's like, I want to sit on your lap, mommy.
Yes, and I'm still mommy, but I don't know, the pig. It's just weird. I don't like it.
All right. Well, I just want you to know we're in complete agreement. No pigs. No pigs. No that'll do pig. No, I watched Babe a bunch when I was a kid. No pigs.
We thought about selling the worst of the riot, but let's be honest. No one is buying this stuff. Get it for free on the Radio U app.
All right, Nikki. Last week we talked about, remember, we were calling it Fast and Furious of the Dead, but it was Road of the Dead. It was a new Of the Dead movie.
Yes.
George Romero.
Yes, we talked about him, and he passed away, they said, over the weekend.
He passed away over the weekend. He died this weekend, and so did Martin Landau. And Martin Landau, you no doubt remember him from Space 1999. That was a...
You're way assuming too much. I do not.
You never watched Space 1999?
I don't think I have, no.
It had the funkiest theme song you ever heard!
So wait, what was the one that George Romero was... What was the first one?
Night of the Living Dead.
Okay, when we talked about that last week, I did watch it on YouTube afterwards.
Wow, you scrubbed
through... I scrubbed through most of it.
Scenes of
no,
it.
No, I got through most of it. I watched it after work.
Don't mind me. And... honor of Martin Landau. Yeah. It's a Space 1999 theme. Don't you want to hear it?
No, not really.
What?
Sounds epic.
You should watch it with me. I think it's on Hulu. I'd never seen it before. Wait.
Space 1999?
Listen how funky it is, Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Dude, it's...
It does sound nice. It sounds good. It sounds great.
I don't even know why I bother sharing things with you.
Well, why do you
honestly
have to share things that have space in the title? You know I don't like it.
Martin Landau is dead, Nikki.
And may he rest in peace. But I don't need to watch the movie, though.
Yeah, first off, TV show. Okay.
Oh, it was a TV show?
TV show, yeah.
How many episodes?
It went for 2 seasons. Mm. And if you want to know, it's... I think it's underrated. It's good. In fact, it's way better than I thought it would be.
Space 1999?
Yeah, it's about this toxic waste explosion on the moon that sends Earth's moon hurtling through space. So, like, they don't have their own... Well, they have some spaceships. They're like shuttles called Eagles. And they encounter all these crazy people as the moon be flying by.
It would be fun to see because just think, something was so old that 1999 was way in the future and like what they thought would happen. And even that's old to us.
How about this, Nikki? Back in the 60s, Martin Landau was the man in Mission Impossible.
Anything else? That
come on,
I would
Mission
recognize?
Impossible? You like Mission Impossible?
The newer ones, yeah.
Well, you could go back and see how it all started.
Sure.
You know what, Nikki? Your love of film history or television,
it's stunning, isn't it?
It really
no,
is.
No, I'm scrolling through his thing, and I'm trying to find something I recognize.
Oh, he was in the X-Files movie. I remember that. He was in Rounders.
Rounders. The greatest story ever told.
What is the greatest story?
I don't know. I'm just reading through it.
All right.
A few other things.
Boy, I'm really...
It's
he was
hard.
In a lot of
it's
stuff.
It's hard to find some stuff, isn't it?
He was in a lot of
it?
Stuff. He was. Mm-hmm. So we've got
I'm
the...
sure it was more popular back then.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think you'd be surprised by how good
some of this looks weird.
The old Mission Impossible stuff can be.
Some of this looks so weird.
Well, it's old.
I know, but it just looks very strange.
It says he was in Billy the Early Years. I saw that. He was in Joyrider. All right, look, it doesn't matter. Like, we're not going to catch
fine.
Up.
Fine.
Space 1999, dude.
That's it.
It was shot in the early 70s, and it is super funky. It is super funky.
I know he's selling it, isn't he, guys?
Like, okay, I'm just telling you, like, it looks like it could be modern. Everybody's walking around with their shaggy hair and their big mustaches, and you're just like, yeah, man, it's cool.
That seems just like now.
Sure.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
There is a lawsuit right now, Nikki. Here's the quote. We're losing more people to the sweets than to the streets.
To the streets?
Yeah.
So what? More people are having problems with sugar than they are with drugs?
We got two pastors from Washington, D.C. that are suing Coca-Cola. And their allegations are that Coke has misrepresented the health risks of drinking soda to the American people.
Why only Coke?
That's a good question.
Why not Pepsi?
Maybe because they're the biggest. I don't know why they have very specifically targeted Coke. But apparently this is... There may have been a previous lawsuit, but they are filing again. And basically what they're saying is, hey, they oversee so many funerals of people that are dying from heart disease, diabetes, and other things like that. And they're blaming...
They feel that that's tied into soda?
Yeah. Now, they are directly saying, look, you are... And here's where it gets to be illegal. Obviously, people can choose to drink what they want, but their allegations are that Coke intentionally misrepresents itself as being...
As delicious.
Healthy.
Yes.
On
some
level.
Well, maybe the one bottling thing that they went through that run of, the Coke... Was it Coke Life or something in the green bottle?
Like the all-natural...
Yeah, they were like, oh, it's this and it's better for you. And really, deep down, it was still a drink.
So, I don't know the answer to that. They are showing... And again, I haven't digged all the way into this thing, but they're saying that on some of their bottles, they're showing one here that says only natural flavors and no preservatives. And it's like, that can't be true.
Because you need that preservatives. That's part of the formula.
I guess technically high fructose corn syrup is natural. It's corn sugar, Nikki. It's
like,
made
of corn. I know Coca-Cola. They're using they've got lawyers. They're using terms that are technical.
That they can
get
away with.
They can get away with. But if you and I are just reading it, does not look right to us. I'm sure that they're on top of that sort of thing. But I wonder, like in the neighborhood or in the community, does that make the pastor's popular people that they're suing Coke? Someone throwing a 2-liter at the side of the church late at night to make a statement?
I don't know the answer to that. He says, the one pastor in particular says, he's seen members of his congregation give their infants bottles that have Coca-Cola in them.
That's not right, and that's not... it's not right no matter what you're giving
them. Yeah, I mean,
that's not just Coke. I've seen people do like fruit juice and apple juice and all that stuff, and they're too young for that. Give us the bottle of the Coke.
Well, now we see the heart of Nikki's problem.
Yeah,
I'll take a bottle. Give me the bottle.
I'll take the 2-liter.
You know what? I'll just drink straight from there.
Actually, no, that's not true. We'll take the freestyle.
Yeah, that's what I want. It's not so much. I mean, a bottle is superior to a can, but nothing is going to top a properly calibrated freestyle, which we should have in this building right over there.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I think hamburger might make me angry.